You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says it's concerned about rising numbers of cases and deaths in Africa, Eastern Europe, Latin America, and some Asian countries, even as the numbers flatten or decline in some wealthier countries. The coronavirus has already infected more than 3 million people and claimed over 210,000 lives. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the virus is having another consequence. About 13 million people have been affected worldwide by delays getting regular immunizations against diseases including polio, measles, cholera, yellow fever, and meningitis.
Vaccine Alliance has estimated that at least 21 low and middle income countries are already reporting vaccine shortages as a result of border closures and disruptions to travel. And a new modeling analysis published last week estimates the potential disruption to malaria services from COVID-19 in 41 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. In the worst-case scenario, the number of malaria deaths in sub-Saharan Africa could double.
Medical experts are warning the gradual economic reopening underway in parts of the United States is premature because authorities have not put in place the infrastructure to detect coronavirus outbreaks that are likely to occur. Colorado, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Tennessee are among the latest states to loosen restrictions. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's preparing to lengthen confinement measures for badly hit areas in his state, one of the worst affected with almost 17,000 300 deaths. Dr. Michael Minner, an assistant professor of epidemiology at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says moves to ease social distancing restrictions in an effort to boost local economies could lead to renewed outbreaks that could take several days to be detected.
We'll learn a lot over the coming weeks and months about whether or not this is going to be a long-term change. And the other option is that we have actually been doing a sufficiently good job to roll out testing and get surveillance efforts in place that maybe we would be able to catch cases before they become very large outbreaks. I don't think that that's really the case. I don't think we have necessarily gotten testing and surveillance efforts to where they really need to be to make that a reality and to prevent large outbreaks from happening.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has again criticized China for the global spread of COVID-19, saying his administration is doing what he calls serious investigations into the spread of the virus from China. China has reported a total of 82,836 coronavirus cases in mainland China as of the end of April the 27th, with a total of 4,633 deaths. The head of the Kun Foundation, a science and philosophy organization based in China, has defended the Chinese government response. This is a voiced extract from a Chinese media opinion column by Dr. Robert Lawrence Kun, which says China's centralized government meant that there was a swift response and containment of the outbreak in the entire country.
Under CPC leadership, resolutely overcoming the virus became a national consensus, resulting in the entire country, including Wuhan, swiftly implementing a slew of countermeasures, including lockdowns. Over 1.4 billion Chinese nationals responded to the government's appeal and conscientiously stayed at home.
Meanwhile, a Spanish health official has delivered an emotional reading of coronavirus casualties, naming her colleagues who have died over the past week. Several doctors in the region lost their lives to COVID-19 as the death toll for Spain passed 23,000 on Monday. The region of Castilla y León has the fourth highest number of deaths, and Veronica Casado from its health department has urged her country to stay united.
There are numerous elements to which we still do not have answers to. But if COVID-19 has demonstrated anything in these past 2 months, is that we are all together to face it, and we work together and we will be capable of beating it.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.